Last year, I invited Susan Duke, as my kids know her, as Mrs. Duke. You are a teacher at my children's school, at the school my kids went to. And because of you, my middle daughter, Lindsay, wants to be a special ed teacher. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you for having me on, and I encourage Lindsay to follow her dreams.
You and her two favorite, she has a lot of favorite teachers, as you know, but you and Mrs. Rivette, you made her middle school experience very, very rounded, and I thank you both, and all the other teachers in District 27 and at Glenbrook North High School. But let's get to your book, Tackle Box Troubles. You were in last year to promote the book.
Yeah, and this Tackle Box Troubles number one.
And now this is number two.
Number two came out in June. Tackle Box Troubles number two, Bucky Bucktail and Tommy Topwater.
And we have a missing lure, and this book talks about all about the lure. Is it lure? Did I get it right?
Lure.
All right, because you know I'm a huge fisherman. The missing lure that got hung up on the high power lines.
Correct.
And this is all revolves around the lures talking about going on a rescue mission.
Correct. Tommy Topwater is cast over a set of power lines, and so Sammy Spinner wants to give up on the sport of fishing, and the other lures share stories of trouble related to Bucky Bucktail being lost at the bottom of the lake and stuck into my dog, and how we've rescued him from those situations, so we should be able to rescue Tommy Topwater as well.
The illustration in the book is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Who did the illustration?
Jose Texan. He's related with my publishing company. He does phenomenal work.
Jose did an amazing job.
Yeah.
And what age group is this geared towards?
So I tell people it's ideal for kids in grades first grade through sixth grade. And it's been enjoyed by students actually preschool through eighth grade. All reviews from students have received 5 out of 5 stars.
I'll tell you who else it's good for. I bought 10 because my good friend Joe Hogle, MegaPros Joe, passed away November 3rd of last year. We had a tribute on my show a couple of weeks back. His was huge into fishing, and
right.
He had a lake house and all this stuff. And he was always fond of going on vacations with his family. So I bought books, and I bought another 10 books this year for his entire family as a memory.
Yep.
To never forget the time they spent with Captain Awesome, as he was known to his grandkids. Joe Hogle's great.
Fishing builds great memories for many families, so I appreciate you supporting me by doing that, and I hope they enjoy book number two just as much as everybody else is.
The characters are amazing, too. Bucky Bucktail is the leader.
Yep.
Francis Frog, Sammy Spinner, the nervous one of the group.
Correct.
Which reminds me of my daughter.
A little bit.
Tommy Topwater, the rescue mission. You were going on a rescue. He's right. The lure that's lost.
Correct. And remember, these stories are all based on my own fishing adventures. So I actually cast this lure over those power lines myself and had to be on the boat with my husband for about 2 years, floating under it, constantly looking up, going, yeah, I did that.
So. And I got the theme of the book right here as a teacher.
Right, there's always
as
a theme.
The sunshine hid behind a tall cedar tree,
Suki Suik.
Okay. Said, you see, Sammy, sometimes when a lure gets into trouble, it turns out to be a wonderful experience. Did I do good?
Yeah.
All right. And this is a book about how the different lures and the experiences with your dogs and getting stuck in the dog. How can our listeners go about securing a copy of the second Tackle Box Trouble, number two?
I have a wonderful website, www.tackleboxtroubles.com.
Okay.
They can go there today and order copies of book number two, or we have specials. You can buy copies of book number one and number two together and save some money. And, of course, there's always free shipping to anywhere in the U.S.
That website one more time?
Tackleboxtroubles.com. That comes with autographed copies and free shipping. So,
and I did make an appearance in this book.
You did. You did.
Oh, my favorite is when David Daredevil, with his silly sense of humor, got tangled up in trouble with...
Right. Right.
Yes, so, I'm constantly getting tangled up in trouble. I understand.
And as soon as I fish with that daredevil and you get hooked in trouble, you'll have your own story.
Will David Daredevil have a bigger appearance next year in book number three?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
So I will say kids are eager to see book three. Book number two has 2.5 stories of trouble. I'm sure you caught it. Definitely ends on a cliffhanger. So you have to keep reading to find out what happens to the lures when they're in trouble.
15 seconds before we hit the break, your website where our listeners could buy the book.
TackleboxTroubles.com. And for the listeners out there today, if we can have the third order come in, that order will be shipped for free, and you'll receive your copy for free as well.
And thank your sister-in-law bakery for the cake.
Yes, Ambrosia Patisserie in Barrington. We brought in a chocolate cake for you and your family.
Okay,
today,
that,
so thank you.
The cake will be gone, and so will the box, because people like eating boxes here after the cake's in them, because they got to get the icing off the box, and then somehow the box disappears as well.
It's just all gets consumed.
Special shout out to all the teachers in District 27 in Glenbrook North,
yes,
for taking care of my
go
daughter.
Wildcats.
You and Miss. Mrs. Rivette?
Mrs. Rivette.
Okay.
Leah,
all right. Special
friend.
Shout out to Leah. All
thank
right.
You.
Thank you.
For,
website one more time.
TackleboxTroubles.com. Order today for your best deals.